Wednesday. It is going to be like hitting a piñata filled with hornets.
On Static Radio.
Yep. Bam, bam. Good morning.
Morning.
It is way too early Wednesday. Welcome to it. It also happens to be all Vestaween
today. Fall Vestaween.
So, happy that, if you say that.
I mean, if you, like, celebrate that or whatever. I don't know what to say about this.
I don't either.
Dude, we are so tired.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because it's way too early Wednesday.
It is, so we're going to be rocking the jams.
Yeah, so let us know what you want to hear. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or give us a call, 505-338-3700.
I love that somebody requested Syphil and Ollie.
That works.
But, you know, I don't know that we'd really... Where is it?
You can find it. You can do this.
Oh, well.
Yeah, never mind.
I gave up.
Never mind.
It's pretty
you
quick.
Can't do this,
pretty
apparently. Quick.
Oh, I know we had it in there at some point.
It's over now.
Yeah. So, it is way too early Wednesday. You can get your suggestions in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or give us a call, 505-338-3700. Liam Lynch, that would be... one half of Syphil and Ollie.
Yeah. The whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff right there.
I don't know about Bill's request. He says Kai Kai sleeper because that's what he wants to do.
No.
But Kai Kai is so tiring. Like, it just
makes you go to sleep.
It's really relaxing.
You're trying to wake up.
Bill, I don't know if you have your priorities straight. We're trying to wake up here.
See, but JD also, he's been awake all night.
Yeah.
So he'd like to tone it down. So maybe there's something to that. Maybe it's like a lullaby morning.
I hope not.
No?
I gotta wake up.
I really do too. but so far, yeah. I don't see that happening. Background. I could play the background. These are all slow jams.
Come on, guys.
It's like we're at our mid-school dance. Except oppositely, we don't want the slow jams because that's when you stop dancing.
Exactly.
Because you're too nervous to talk to that girl over there and tell her you want to dance.
Know, when there's more than one slow song in a row, you're like, really?
Yeah.
I got to dance with this guy again?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's what I was thinking. I got to dance with this guy again? Really?
This is the worst. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's cool. Static.
Can you guys play Unrolling Great by Malian and the Sons of Disasters or whatever?
Can do. That'll work.
That sounds good to me.
Right on, man. Thanks for the request.
Yeah.
All
have
right.
A good day.
You Bye. Too. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
And we have a lot to talk about today.
Way too early Wednesday.
Yep.
And, yes, we do. Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. House of Heroes. Touch this light.
So good.
It is. It is so good.
Good and great. Great and good.
It's Steve-O and Mitch. It is 6:19 on your Wednesday morning, which means, oh yeah, Magnum P.I.
I was like, when you say which means like that, usually you mean traffic. And I'm like, oh no.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
No, means Magnum P.I. It means mustaches.
That's what 6:19 means?
We are one day away from Movember. You know?
Are you going to participate in this?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, we got an email from a listener that I haven't heard back. Wanted to come on the show to talk about No Makeup November.
Oh, did you respond?
Yeah.
Ah. Well, maybe we can get it. Maybe I'll just call him.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just do that.
For reals. For realsies.
Dudes. We'll do that.
Yeah. It is way too early Wednesday. We're playing your requests throughout this hour to try and wake you up because, let's be honest, who slept well last night? Really?
No one.
No one.
No one.
You know why you're stuffy?
Why?
I think it's the, have you noticed the fire?
Yeah.
That's happening again. It smells like burning right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
the worst.
I don't know if it's that completely, but my throat's also really sore.
Whatever.
Okay. Cool.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Samantha from Albuquerque.
What up?
Whoa.
How you guys doing?
Yes.
How you guys doing this morning, Steve-O?
Yes.
Great?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you doing this morning, Matthew from Albuquerque?
I'm doing great, Steve-O.
Good.
Hey, I'm just waiting for the bus right now.
Oh, yeah. You wait for the bus early, bro. That's early.
I know. We have so many kids. You know, I just wish they could pick me up later. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, around 7:30 would be nice because this is kind of ridiculous.
I hear you.
Yes. This is ridiculous. Hey, how you doing, Mitch?
I'm doing all right.
Well, just all
right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, you know, we got to get to the bottom of this.
I'm doing all right today.
Why are you just all right?
I don't know. I mean, I have a sore throat. Oh.
Hey, you know what? You guys, I'm like, you guys need?
What?
Sopo.
Yep.
You're right.
40 minutes. T-minus. Counting it down. Hey, it's way too early Wednesday. What do you want to hear?
Ooh, it's only Wednesday. Hey, guys, my friend there, Fernando at LBJ, he asked me to see if you guys could play a song. Home by Philip Phillips. He asked me to see if you guys could play
Home by Philip Phillips. We will totally do that, my friend.
Sounds good.
Have a nice day, guys. Talk to you mañana.
All right, man.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
It is way too early Wednesday. Get your requests in.
Now.
See you on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
It's way too early Wednesday.
It is.
It's still way too early.
It really is. It's 6:30 now on your way too early Wednesday. We want to know what you want to hear. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Are you headbanging?
Yeah.
What are you? Who are you?
It's just way too early. I'm not
it
really.
It is.
I'm not really in my right mind at the moment.
Amazing. Static.
What's up with that, man? I thought you were about ready to play some System of a Down. Are you guys even allowed to play that?
Oh, we can play whatever we want, sir.
So,
they have that one line, why God have you forsaken me? So,
but yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah, it sounds kind of bad, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right. Thank you.
That was it?
I don't have anything else to say, man.
All right, sweet.
You got any questions for me?
just, you know.
What's your favorite color?
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Blue.
If you were stuck on a deserted island and you could only rock Frankenberry or Count Chocula, which one would you eat consecutively for the rest of your life?
Coconuts.
Really? Coconuts. Okay.
Okay.
Sweet.
Thanks,
man. 505-338-3700. Did I mention it's way too early Wednesday?
Yeah, it's a bit of an impromptu interview. Yeah. I'm not ready for that.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about the greatest news of all time.
Oh,
maybe
my
not,
gosh.
Because the gospel is, that's really
true.
What it means.
So
it's
this
good
is the
news.
Second greatest news.
The second greatest news.
And I was fortunate enough to be able to warn you.
Yeah.
Like, I double warned you.
I sat on the ground as I was trying to explain it to Yo yesterday when the news broke. Where were you when Disney bought out Lucasfilm? I'm going to write a ballad because I'll never forget where I was.
Oh, I won't either.
When I heard the news. Static.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys could play Red Let Go.
Red Let Go.
Yes.
Can do.
Awesome.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. So, yeah, we're going to talk about the biggest news of the hour, of the day.
I really think you need
year.
To make that song.
Of the decade.
The decade.
Where were you in the something? I need my acoustic guitar. I should have brought it. I'm going to bring it.
Or we can just find the song.
The song. Yeah. Pretty much the biggest news ever for me. I nerded out and called everybody I loved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get a response from you.
Sorry. I was busy nerding out with my nerd friends over the news. So if you haven't heard yet, we'll talk about it coming up here in just a few.
This is a few minutes.
Yeah!
We'll talk about it. I'll be the one that's coherent and all right.
Yeah. Static!
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
Oh, can't complain.
Hey, there is a song that you guys play, and it has something to do with Your Strings Don't Have No, and I don't know anything else about it. Do you know the name?
Wait. It has to do with what?
What are the lyrics?
The lyrics go something like, Your Strings Don't Have No, and I can't remember anything else.
Oh, well, that's not any
Your
help.
Your Strings Don't Have No.
Yeah, it's kind of like bluesy, kind of like almost Black Keys, but not that much.
Wow.
I'm looking up. That's all I'm typing.
You spelled your wrong. Okay, we'll find it.
Who am I?
We'll figure it out.
All right. I'll be listening. Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks. Your strings
don't have no. And we don't play them. We don't.
What? No clue.
Google is so dangerous.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's not here.
If somebody else can help, Way Too Early Wednesday, friend.
You said it's like a bluesy song?
Bluesy, like...
Is it Maylene?
No.
Is it...
Static.
I really want to hear Long Way Down. Haste
of Day. Oh, dude, what a great song. We will definitely play that.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. You guys just had this monotonous conversation.
You mean monotonous?
Monotonous.
Monotonous?
What does monotonous mean?
Monotonous is like mundane or monotonous. It's just
boring.
Yeah. Oh, you were meaning to call us boring.
Yes. Like it was
monotone.
Well, it was monotone as well.
Thank you. She obviously needs to wake up. So we're going to hook her up with that right now.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does. It tastes the day.
All right.
And we're going to try and figure out this dude's song request in the meantime.
I guess.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Sputnik! Two duck walks for Bromon. Or something. From their Panda EP.
The panda.
Good morning, 6:50.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
I'm waiting for the next 10 minutes to pass because I don't think you can.
I am so happy.
I know. I wish my camera was just at... I wish I could just take a picture right now.
I was like hyperventilating yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
So we can't talk about it yet.
Okay.
It's still way too early Wednesday. We are still taking your requests. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Oh, man. I want it to be 7.
I'm sorry.
I want to talk about this.
I'm sorry.
Because pretty much the second biggest news of my entire life, you know, first being that Jesus died for my sins and that I can have eternal life through him.
Yeah.
That was pretty big news I found that out.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a real good one.
I guess I should say, you know, like finding out that my wife was pregnant, that's pretty big news too. I don't know if it's as big as this, though. This is big news. This is really big news. So we'll talk about it.
When was
up.
Okay. No, you were just like child on Christmas.
I am. I'm so happy right now.
Which is opposite from some people.
Yeah.
So
we're going to have to talk about this coming up.
In 9 minutes.
In
8 minutes.
Oh, man. All right. If we can last that long, we'll try.
Okay.
We got any more requests?
No.
Nothing.
Nah. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fill this time.
I do.
Okay.
I know exactly what... No, can't do it.
Nope, not
eight
yet.
8 minutes left. So in 8 minutes, we are definitely going to be talking about the biggest news in the universe.
What if the person on the phone wants to talk about it right now? What are you going to do?
Nope, can't do it.
Okay.
Static.
How's it going? This is Justin. I called in earlier.
What up?
How's it going?
You know, it's going.
I was going to see if you guys could reference a local band. It's my brother-in-law's.
Yeah.
Band, and I mean, they're not Christians, but I don't think they cuss in their music or anything like that.
What's their name? What are they called?
They're called the Yeah Mans.
The Yeah Mans?
Yeah Mans. Like, yeah. Like, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Mans.
M-A-N-S. Yeah Mans.
Yeah Mans.
Well, all right.
Yeah,
dude, tell them to shoot us some stuff. Because we play local stuff, and New Music Tuesday. We got to know more about them.
Do you need their approval before you could do it or something like that?
I need MP3s. We don't have every song in the universe.
Well,
that would be rad.
They've got it on I think it's YouTube or something like that.
Terrible.
They have a website.
That's stealing.
That's awful quality.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
So
they got to send it to us.
We have standards, bro. YouTube. Streaming on YouTube.
I don't know if it's YouTube. I think they might even have some MP3s on their website.
Right on, man.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Thanks for the
call.
Thank you. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I'm just seeing how you can fill this time. You got about 6.5 minutes.
I do. Clay Schroff, Aspen Project, gave me this, like, tube of... I don't even know what it was.
Yeah, he gave it to you like a week and a half ago.
I was like, dude, use this. It'll give you energy.
And you just remembered today.
Yeah, I did.
And now you have a lot of energy.
I do.
Okay,
I'm going to be asleep in 12 minutes.
Awesome.
So, yeah. But I've got a lot of energy right now. Oh, we never played that Edward Sharp. You know?
We didn't?
That was a good request.
Okay.
We'll have to get to that. We'll have to get to that right around the corner. Take a quick break. Coming right back, we got a Culture Shock request for some Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
And then the second best news you've ever heard.
Maybe third best.
Maybe the third
maybe
best.
Maybe fourth best.
Maybe the fifth best news you've ever heard.
When Chrissy said she would totally marry me, that was pretty good news, too.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I like that news. I don't know. This is really good news. Well, says me. A few friends yesterday,
right.
We had many conversations where a few of my friends were like, no.
Well, I asked you.
Bad.
That's what I said. I said, what does this mean? Is this good? Is this bad? I have no discernment when it comes to this stuff.
Oh, we'll talk about it.
So, we'll see.
Yeah. Coming right back, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros and the craziest purchase of all time.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
John Mark McMillan's song called Medicine. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
As if there's ever anything else to talk about but Star Wars.
There usually is, but it's okay.
Yeah, welcome to Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. You know, I'm kind of faking my way through this morning because I don't know much about Star Wars, but I feel like I'm learning.
Dude, I have gotten so many texts.
I know.
From friends listening. And I've been going back and forth with a few of them. Wow. Paul in Houston went for it.
What do you say?
Talking about casting for Episode 7, Han, Leia, Luke. He's got Ryan Gosling for Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
Chloe Moritz or Jennifer Lawrence for Leia.
Okay. Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence. I don't know who the first one is.
Chloe Moritz was in... she was in that superhero movie. She played Hit Girl.
Dude, she would be... amazing. She's like, what, 15 or 16?
She was then. She's a little older now, I think.
No, because she was recently just in Hugo.
Oh, right. And, I mean, let's see. Not Anne Hathaway, he says. Han Solo, Jake Gyllenhaal, or Matt Damon. Will Ferrell for Chewbacca.
Yes, I agree with that one.
Obi-Wan, he's got Morgan Freeman.
Oh, my God.
Or possibly Gary Oldman. Dude, he went for it. He's got some good ones. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Tom Hardy for Boba Fett. Vader, we got Daniel Craig or Michael Fassbender. Michael Fassbender would be a great Luke. The blonde, the blue eyes.
Michael Fassbender.
He played Magneto in X-Men First Class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be good.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah. He really went for it, didn't he?
I said Aaron Paul, Breaking Bad. Plays Jesse. He's a little young, right?
Yeah, he's like, what, in his 20s?
We say that, but I mean, Return of the Jedi, we just think of them as old. Luke and Leia and Han, they were like 20.
Yeah. And then
21.
So this movie, they're supposed to be, what, early 30s?
No clue. We don't know where it's going to pick
90s?
Up, so. Static!
Good morning.
Good
morning. Matt Damon. I'm just kidding. I'm totally just kidding. That is, like, evil. But... Ryan Gosling as Luke.
That's not a bad idea, right?
Yeah.
I know. Not. That's why I thought of it.
Oh, you did? Because I said that on the air like 12 seconds ago.
What? Well, I turned my radio down because you always yell at people for having their radio up.
Yeah.
So, good job. And I've been on the phone waiting for you to answer for like
beautiful.
Forever.
You know what? Good call you because, yeah, you're one of like three people that have said that, and that's such a fantastic idea.
Okay.
I like it.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you,
man.
Steve. Bye.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. We are casting episode 7.
Yeah.
Just like everyone else.
Let's see what we got.
I love it.
Okay.
Ooh, I just saw a good one. I'm going to wait. I'm going to let you say these.
I'll read that one.
Okay.
TG says, Jeremy Renner is Luke, Gerard Butler or Russell Crowe as Han, and Rachel McAdams as Leia.
Okay.
And that's, okay, and Thebes says Ryan Gosling as Luke, Anne Hathaway as Leia, good call, Stever, and Bradley Cooper as Han. I don't know who Bradley Cooper is.
What?
Who's Bradley Cooper?
He was in The Hangover. He was in Limitless. He was in other movies.
I saw Limitless. Sure. What?
He's the main character.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Static.
What's going on, Steve-O, Mitch?
Hey.
You know, just casting movies.
No big deal.
No big deal. No,
no biggie.
I agree for the most part with the list that had been said.
Yeah.
Although the first thing I thought about when I thought Han Solo was Nicolas Cage.
What? What?
That sounds awful.
No, I thought it sounded pretty good.
See, I said Nathan Fillion because, you know, he played Captain Mal from Firefly. Nathan Fillion is Han Solo.
Okay.
I mean, he is Han Solo.
Yeah. No, I think he'd be great.
Static.
Hey, I got one for, I got a question actually more than anything else as well, but how do they know that they're going to just continue on directly from Han and Leia and you know, how do they know they're not going to do like the legacy series for like Kate Skywalker like 300 years in the future?
We don't, well, you see, I was going to say we don't technically know that, but we do know that because when Disney bought it out, they had been in talks for the last year, and George Lucas had already had treatments written up for episodes 7, 8, and 9 continuing off of Return of the Jedi. So we know that they are using his treatments, and he's going to be creative consultant on 7, 8, and 9.
Thank God.
So, yeah, but he's not going to have full control. So we don't know. I just assume because, well, Lucas wrote him, and we know that he had already had a story for 7, 8, and 9 that was at the wayside, what they said. Kicking off your 8 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
It is here and hanging out in studio with us right now from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. We have Teresa. Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's today.
Fall Vestoween.
Happy Candy Day.
Fall Vestoween. We've decided to incorporate everything. So we've got All Saints Day, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we'll incorporate it today. Why not? We've got Fall Fest at some churches. Trunk or Treat, I know. That's going on in our church
tonight.
Mm-hmm. So we got that. We've got Harvest Day. We've got Halloween. So we're calling it Fall Vestoween.
Oh, I like that.
So you
that.
Got Fall Fest. You got All Saints Day. You got Harvest Day. You got Halloween.
It's all just Candy Day.
Fall Vestoween. That's exactly what it is.
It's Candy Day.
Yeah. Yeah, sugar overload day.
That's right.
So I'm always a fan because my kids get bags and bags of it, and I shell out about a tenth for them, and then we usually
you
eat the rest.
Eat the rest.
Yeah. That's one of the perks of being a parent.
Yes.
So, you know. So, speaking of these things and going out and about, you were actually out and about this last weekend.
I was?
Yeah, not handing out candy.
No.
Handing out much more important things.
Yeah.
Like blankets.
Yep.
So let's talk about this. You had said something off air, and I was like, man, that is so true. So true. It was cold.
It was cold.
Really cold.
It was cold. Friday was our coldest night of the year.
Man.
And we had a homeless community outreach on Saturday morning at 7.
Okay.
So I'm in my North Face parka.
Right.
Got earmuffs on, gloves on, and I was handling out... handing out blankets to the homeless, and they had no coats, no sweatshirts.
Yeah.
And I was cold.
Right.
So I can't imagine how they spent the night.
Yeah, in t-shirts.
Yeah.
In their one pair of jeans or whatever it is that they have.
We so desperately need coats and blankets.
Yeah.
We do.
The cool thing is we had a couple listeners drop off a couple bags of just that, blankets, hoodies.
Socks.
Mm-hmm. So
that's great.
Yeah, but you guys preparing for the winter shelter to open?
Yep.
It's getting really cold outside.
Yeah, it is.
I can't believe it. Same thing, I wore my like super lined, you know, hoodie with...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fuzzy on the inside.
The fuzzy on the inside because it was so cold. And that's what I'm complaining about. And yet there are those on the streets, as you said, wearing t-shirts.
I don't know how they do it. And there were kids.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Kids in shirts.
Yeah. So,
that's crazy. They're our age.
Yeah, so obviously, man, blankets, hoodies, anything that you guys can spare, Albuquerque Rescue Mission could use it.
Yeah, please. Please
dire need right now. So it is the cold season, so I'm sure everything just, as you guys get it, just goes right out the door, right?
Well, we wash it, and then we send it back out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but blankets and coats, sweatshirts, please.
Okay. Not keeping stuff in stock, obviously, because as it comes in...
It goes out.
There is a great need in the Albuquerque area. Mm-hmm. And so, the phone number, 346-HOPE, or abqrescue.org if you would like more information. As I say, we are a drop point. We got a couple bags from listeners, which was great.
It's pretty awesome.
So we got some sweaters. We got some hoodies. We got some blankets. But if you have stuff, clean out your closet, man. Are you really going to wear that stupid Christmas sweater you wore once?
Or how
ever
many,
again?
How many jackets do you buy a season?
Right.
You can give some of them away.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I challenge you. As you're getting ready for your winter gear to go into the closet, do you really need to make all that room? Do you really need 7 hoodies? I doubt it. I don't know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So bring them to the studio if you would like. We will take them. We will hand them off because it is getting cold and you guys preparing for the winter shelter. What can we be praying for you guys for? Because I know that this is a big, busy season for you.
It is.
In 2 weeks, the winter shelter opens on November 15th.
Okay.
And then following week, we have our turkey rally.
Okay.
Where we try to gather turkeys. Last year we gathered 500 turkeys.
Wow.
At different grocery stores throughout the area. So I can talk more about that next week if you'd like.
Yeah.
And then Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And
wow.
It's hard to believe it's coming that fast.
One thing right after another.
Yeah.
So busy season going on right now. Be praying for the rescue mission as they serve. I mean, that's what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
You serve the community. You guys aren't worried about how you're going to take care of your bills. You're worried about how you're going to feed those in the community who don't have. So Turkey Drive, be praying for that. The winter shelter opening, be praying for that. And, of course, the Thanksgiving dinner that you guys are going to be doing.
Yeah.
For that. So,
come volunteer.
Yeah. ABQRescue.org or 346-HOPE. I'm going to help you carry these bags to the car because they're kind of heavy.
Thank you.
Which is good.
Yes.
I like that. Really, really heavy. Full of coats and hoodies and stuff. So
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. abqrescue.org or 346-HOPE. You can always check our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We always link it and get involved. Help out because it's getting really cold. And if we're complaining in our warm office places or at school or wherever in our car with our heater, complaining that it's cold, think about the people that are sleeping out on the street in t-shirts that don't have blankets, don't have... Man, I can't even fathom it. I can't wrap my mind around it.
I can't either.
So please help. And you can check out all the details. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We posted everything.
There you go.
And as always.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in and hanging out with us.
Thank you, guys.
So we will get back to Star Wars soon. But this was important. ABQRescue.org or 505-346-HOPE. We got some Sleeping at Last for you right now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Crash and burn. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you and talking about the big news. The big news!
Yeah!
Disney has purchased Lucasfilm for $4.05 billion.
Apparently this is a big deal.
Yeah, apparently it is.
Well, it is a lot of money to spend on a movie franchise.
Yeah, Lucas decided it was time to retire, so he sold the stuff for $4 billion. No biggie.
Mm-hmm.
Whatevs.
You know.
And so now...
Do what you want.
Disney has already announced Episode 7, which is continuing off of Return of the Jedi. 7, 8, 9, actually. Episode 7 for a 2015 release date. And so, of course, now we have to speculate. And Cast Away, because Luke, Leia, Han Solo, all going to be back.
Okay. I'm reading comments, Bill has two that I'm just so confused by. I'm like, I don't know which one to read.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio, or, of course, 505-338-3700. You can ask him when we go eat.
Okay. I'm going to need to. But he says, pick up 40 years later with the original cast, then have Han and Leia's daughter be dabbling in the dark side. We need a female Darth. Christina Ricci could be the evil daughter, Darth Nancy. And then later on, he says, 40 years later, continued, Luke has an illegitimate son with one of those aliens that have the squid tentacles on their head. The son has hair like dreadlocks, but it's blue and his skin is Jersey Shore orange. The son is played by Ryan Gosling, who is a Jedi. He must battle his cousin, Darth Nancy. Christina Ricci. Darth Nancy.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We are casting episode 7. We've had some really, really good ideas. We've had some really, really bad ideas.
Yeah. Let's see. What? Oh,
here,
Dominic.
Where do I start?
Yeah, there's so many. Dominic says Michael Moore as Jabba the Hutt.
Mm, yep.
I like that one.
That's about right.
And so do 4 other people. JD says James McAvoy.
Oh, that's such a great idea.
Luke. Nathan Fillion as Han Solo.
That's what I said. I love that.
Me too. And Anne Hathaway as Leia.
That's my favorite right there.
Totally.
James McAvoy would be great. But he's already, you know, Professor X and the nerds, all of our heads would explode.
Is this possible?
Yeah.
Can this happen?
Yeah, you can't be Professor X and Luke Skywalker. Well, wow, that's a great idea.
But hold on. That doesn't make sense because Harrison Ford was Han Solo and Indiana Jones.
Shh.
So it's possible.
Yeah, but he's Harrison Ford. He can do whatever he wants.
Apparently not. You didn't like the latest Indiana Jones movie.
No. I didn't say that.
I just didn't really like it.
It's definitely the worst of the bunch. In the beginning, Indiana Jones climbs into a lead-lined refrigerator and survives a nuclear blast. This is not the most realistic thing I've ever seen. Of course, we're talking about Indiana Jones
in the second one,
where he puts his hand through a dude's chest and pulls a heart out, and he's still alive. So I guess if we're going for realism, Indiana Jones is not the standard for that anyways.
And do you remember this?
Frozen in carbonite?
Yeah. Is that realistic?
That's totally realistic.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Obviously. He got sleep sickness.
Oh, of course.
His eyesight shall return to him soon.
Okay.
Gosh. Static!
Hello!
Hi!
So, I was just calling about the whole Star Wars thing. I don't really care who they get as the actors, as long as Disney doesn't pull in the whole, like, romantic singing thing.
Right?
Did they turn it into a musical?
Yeah, as long as it's not a musical, I think I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
For the most part, because if they start casting like Disney people...
I don't think they will.
Okay, good.
I don't think they will.
Thanks for the call.
Did they cast Disney people for the Avengers? No.
No. 505-338-3700, the phone number, and that's it. You know, they own, but Joss Whedon took the reins for Avengers, and they just let him go with it, so...
What if they filmed here?
Why would you say that?
What if they filmed here?
Why would you do that?
It's so possible.
I know. Because they filmed a part of the new Indiana Jones here. They filmed a part of Transformers here. They filmed the Avengers here. How have I never snuck on a set or tried to...
Right. Who are you?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. What if they start filming here?
Shh.
Any day.
I don't know if my brain can handle that, so stop talking. Static.
I think the guy from Iron Man 1, I think it was.
Okay.
For Lando, could be Rhodey.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They look similar.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that. Terrence, what's his name? Terrence Howard. There it is. Yes. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You just cast Lando. That was so random.
They do look similar.
They do. I like that.
There you go.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Tell us what you think. We got a question from Nick because she has 1,000 of them. What about Industrial Light and Magic? Disney bought it all.
Oh, okay.
Like, they now own Skywalker Sound. They own Industrial Light and Magic. They own Lucasfilm LTD. This is Disney's third major entertainment acquisition in 7 years.
Wow. What else have they bought?
ABC, ESPN, Marvel.
How does that happen?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
They own everything.
I wonder how Walt Disney feels about all this, or how he would feel.
Yeah, that's a good question. Who knows? You know, he can't exactly answer that one. Static!
Okay, if they film here, we could totally be in the movie. We could totally be Luke and Leia.
I'm down. Except that means I'd have to shave. I'm way too lazy to shave.
As long as I don't film in November, I think you can manage.
This is true. I could be a Jedi. I could be.
See?
I don't care. I could be some background Jedi.
I would be a Jawa to be in Star Wars.
Yeah, I would be. I would too. I'd pretty much.
That
I don't care.
Like opens up a whole new. Oh my god.
I would be the slave girl with the green ear things in Jabba's palace for all I care.
I would be the guy that Obi-Wan slices his arms off in the cantina.
Absolutely.
I'm just trying to think of how much you guys would freak out if you happened to be in the movies. If you got to be in the movies.
I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
I would probably have a heart attack.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do. That is the best.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks, Nick. She's the best. 505-338-3700, the phone number. So we were talking about Lucasfilm being purchased by Disney. Disney's major announcement, one of many actually, because they've talked about the possibility of doing a live-action TV series on the Disney Channel. New math. Song's called Backfire. Static Radio, good morning. Welcome to Steve Owen Mitch.
8:40.
It is.
And we've been talking about Star Wars all morning long. I don't even know how I have an opinion anymore.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. So, Episode 7 coming out 2015. Disney purchasing Lucasfilm.
You know, I say I don't know how I'm having an opinion, but I see people posting on Facebook. I'm like, ugh, no. Why would you know? For instance,
yeah.
Renee just said, Ashton Kutcher could totally pull off Han Solo. That hair is amazing. And I immediately was like, no. Are you kidding me? No. Gross. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not a fan.
Neither am I.
I'm so not a fan.
Yeah, me either. So, no.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We are casting episode 7. Luke, Han, Leia, the parts are up for grabs. We need some actors. Static.
Hey, so I just wanted to comment on how excited I am for this new movie because honestly, like, when Disney bought Marvel back a couple years ago, everybody's like, oh, it's gonna be all baby-fied. But honestly, after that, I think Marvel movies got 100 times better.
Agreed.
As soon as Disney bought Marvel, we got Thor, Captain America, and the Avengers. And those are some serious movies. So honestly, I don't think anybody's going to have to worry about the new, Star Wars being all kiddified.
I agree.
I think this is going to be fantastic.
And somebody brought up, I think it was Buck who called in earlier, brought up John Carter, which visually was stunning. And so,
absolutely. Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, so Disney has the means to make these brilliant. So we shall see.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I'm nerding out with you.
Huh?
I'm nerding out with you, man.
It's great. I'm super stoked. Like, the Star Wars Expanded Universe is active, and honestly, they have so many directions they could go with it at this point that it's honestly just up in the air, and I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely incredible. Thanks for the call.
Yep, you guys have a good morning.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. We got plenty of Facebook comments.
It's true.
We'll have to get to those. Hold on. Stand by. Static.
So, Steve-O, I know you probably haven't, but have you considered what's going to happen if they mess up? You know, if they really mess this up.
Yeah, it's called Episode 1.
I'm meaning mess up worse than Episode 1. Like, something far worse than Jar Jar Binks.
Is that possible?
Pair Michael Bay with, like, I don't know, Owen Wilson as Luke, and I think you're on the path.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be bad.
I mean, think about this. And then they're going to get, like, you know, one of the guys from, I don't know, like, Twilight to be the new Jedi guy. You know, it could go really wrong here.
No, someone totally said Taylor Lautner.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
I mean, imagine Shark Boy as your new Jedi.
Ugh.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it could go really bad. I'm hoping for the best because I have a 4-year-old. So, you know, I'm going to have a 7-year-old when this thing comes out, and he's going to be totally stoked about Star Wars. And this is going to be his first new Star Wars as a young boy. and it needs to be good.
Dude, I feel you.
I fear it.
Yeah. No, these are things to consider.
Yep.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right. Static.
Hey, you guys still talking about Star Wars?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal that no one's grasping on the fact is that clearly Disney is the empire, okay?
You're right.
It's true.
Epcot Center, I'm just calling that the Death Star at this point. You know what I mean? And Walt Disney, he's probably just preserved in carbonite somewhere. He's just the emperor. He just doesn't know it yet.
Truth. Yeah.
So, anyway, I thought I'd give my 2 cents. Thanks, guys.
There it is. Thanks, man. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yes, the evil empire known as Disney.
That guy figured it all out.
Has purchased Lucasfilm, which means they now own Indiana Jones property. They own the Star Wars property. And they've already announced a new Star Wars film, times three. And possible new Star Wars live-action TV series.
I don't know what to say about all this.
I don't either.
It's just too much.
You literally don't know what to say.
No, I don't.
Because you're like 20, so you don't even remember what life was like. You know,
you're like 40, so...
When good Star Wars movies came out. Shut up. Static!
Hey, guys, it's Rachel.
Hey, Rachel!
Hello.
So, I'm like a super Star Wars fan, so I'm super excited about the new movies, but I'm kind of scared about who they might cast for Han Solo, because Harrison Ford is amazing.
You know, someone said on Facebook, Kevin... said that, you know, episode 7 is supposed to take place a couple decades after Return of the Jedi, so maybe the original cast would still work. Maybe.
I mean, that's possible, but I hope they don't, like, recast the guy that played Luke, because he's not...
Yeah.
He's just terrible.
I would hate to be the actor that has to fill these shoes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it's not like, you know, Expanded Universe, when they did the prequels, it was totally new characters, so it was a little different.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Now it's like, you are reprising an iconic role. Don't mess this up. So
yeah, they better not pick anybody from Twilight. That would be gay. That would be super gay.
Come on, Arpat? Arpat? Come on.
No Arpats, no.
Arpat is Han Solo?
None of them.
No?
No.
But he was flying Han Solo for a little while there recently.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry. They're back together.
It's okay. They're back together. All right, sweet. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We have tons of comments.
Yeah, JD says, you know who's going to be upset if they don't get to star in this film? Nicolas Cage.
Why am I not in that movie?
It's got all the classic elements of a Nick Cage movie. It exists. Most of the words are whispered. There's explosions. And much like the Jedi, he lives alone in a swamp.
Yeah. We shall see. Static!
No! How could they make how could Disney take Star Wars?
It happened.
It did. It did.
It's over. They just like already signed the paper or something.
Sorry. 505-338-3700. And if you're going to yell no, it has to be no. That's how you would do that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's sadly
what
they've added to the Star Wars films.
Awful.
You know what sounds great right here? A big old long no. And no one in the room was like, I'm not. You know what?
Who, like, they must have had like some incentive. I don't know.
Yeah, see, you have no idea. When you watch Return of the Jedi and you hear Darth Vader at the end and he says no to the Emperor, that was actually just thrown in there recently.
That's weird.
Yeah, and Hayden Christensen showing up as, you know, ghost Anakin. That's new.
Good. I'm glad.
There's so many things Lucas did to the films.
You're really upset.
I am.
You're like looking at me like, and you care.
I do care.
About all this.
I'm hoping that they go back and re-release the trilogy.
New hope.
See what you did there. Static!
I'm worried about, like, the 3D of the 3D Star Wars films.
Yeah.
Because, like, if they're going to make the new trilogy, I mean, are they just going to forget about making the rest in 3D?
Yeah, possibly.
Because
who knows?
You know the new trilogy is going to be in 3D, and it's going to look awesome because Disney, you know, has done 3D, and it looks sweet.
Dude, yeah.
Because they're going to make it for 3D, but, like, they can't just forget about the rest of the series.
Yeah, probably on the back burner. Who knows?
And about, like, the cast, I don't know. I think they could do Harrison Ford as Han Solo again, but I don't see any of the rest of them, like, redoing the roles besides him.
Gosh, that's so scary, though, dude. The last Indiana Jones was pretty bad.
Well, I guess it depends, like, you know, when they set it and that kind of thing.
Yeah. He was still great as old Indiana Jones. It was the story around it was just, oh, man. So maybe. Yeah.
Maybe it was just a story. Maybe it wasn't him.
There you go. Maybe. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. And that was probably the worst parts about the prequels is Lucas wrote all those and the writing was terrible.
So it was his fault.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, so maybe it wasn't the actor's fault because you had Ewan McGregor, you had Natalie Portman, you had some pretty good actors.
I've always
been
confused about them. Like, that's like, you know, a pretty good cast.
Yeah.
And it was weird.
Yeah, maybe it was the writing. Static!
For Luke, probably a good one would be Liam Hemsworth.
Hey! No?
He has too dark of features.
Isn't that the dude from Hunger Games? No, that guy you like?
The guy I like?
Yeah.
He plays Gale.
Oh, okay, Gale. Yeah.
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 The guy I like.
His hair out.
There you go. Thanks for the call.
His
brother's already a Marvel property.
It's true.
So
Disney.
His family member's already owned by Disney.
It's
so
true.
There you go. You never know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Ooh, Chris Evans, who's Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, there are all the good actors are already a... Luke wasn't that big of a wuss.
Seemed like it.
He was a little whiny in the earlier
ones. Exactly.
He shows up in Jedi, bro, and shines.
Okay.
Come on, it's his moment.
Well, that's it. There's that one moment.
There's like no complaining or whining. No, none of that.
Okay.
He gets shot in the hand, bro, and he keeps going.
Not a big deal.
No biggie.
Shot in the hand.
Does flippy things onto a Jabba's like palace skiff thing. Come on.
I don't remember
that
part.
Slashes people up, and he's like, jew, 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 and then he blows up everything and on the sail barge, and then like swoops back over to like the skiff, and then they speed away, and it's like, yeah, what's up now? I just blew everything up. I told you. He was so confident in Return of the Jedi. I'm just saying
that all of that went right over my head because I don't know what you're talking about.
Kind of a fan of Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, apparently.
A little bit.
How would you feel?
I may or may not have named a child after him. So, I mean, you know. No
biggie. That wasn't after the book of the Bible?
Oh, no, totally. Yeah, totally.
Nope. Okay.
Totally after Dr. Luke.
Yeah.
Mm.
No? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Kevin on Facebook says, Gilbert, is it Gottfried? As Han?
Oh. Do you not know who that is?
No.
He played Iago in Aladdin.
Oh, please no.
He's the Aflac duck.
Oh, please no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage is Luke. Roseanne as Leia. Oh, no.
That person is fired from life. Sweet. All right. Static.
Hey, guys. How terrible would it be if they got, like, Keanu Reeves to be Luke?
That would be amazing. I am coming home tonight. The Apple Tree Experience. Song called Farewell. Farewell to childhood.
Hello, adulthood?
Yes.
What?
No,
you're not really saying farewell to childhood because it's all...
I'm saying hello to childhood. You're right. Farewell to being a grown-up.
Yeah.
And talking about civilized things because Disney bought Star Wars.
But we have to do something more important right now.
We really do right now because we promised we'd give away tickets to the Unashamed Tour 2012.
And so we're going to right now.
KB, Tadashi, Lecrae, Triply, Pro, Andy Mineo, Thistle, Propaganda.
Happening tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Kiva Auditorium. Details, rushconcerts.com. And we need to give away some tickets. So if you would like to play a game we call... Oh, no, damn it. Give us a call. I don't want to say the name of the game before we actually play it. Static!
Okay, what do I have to do?
All right. Are you ready, sir?
Sure.
Are you a fan of KB and Tadashi?
Yes.
Lecrae?
Yes.
Triply?
Hell yeah.
Pro?
Yes.
Andy Mineo?
Yes.
Sweet. Have you ever heard of a game called Olympics?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to make you play a round of Olympics. And in honor of the big buyout of Disney yesterday, I hope you're a fan of Star Wars and Disney. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. I need you to name 10.
Oh, my gosh.
10 Star Wars and or Disney characters. Go.
Jabba the Hutt, Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, Anakin Skywalker, Princess Leia, Mickey Mouse.
I so badly wanted you to win this.
Sorry, sir. The name of the game is Olympics. All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. I feel like a terrible human being.
We would be honored if you would join us.
That's right, we would. So give us a call. 505-338-3700. What do you mean? That was Darth Vader.
Okay, it was creepy.
He was telling them that we would be honored if you would join us.
Yeah, but
you hear it again? Whoops. That's not it. That's Monday okay. By the Mamas and the Papas. That's what that was. Static.
Hey, can I play the game for the tickets?
Absolutely you can. The name of the game is Olympics. So you're going to have approximately 7 seconds to answer 5 questions.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, not really. That'd be really impossible. I don't think I could say that many questions in 5 seconds.
I would do my best.
Okay. All right. Are you a fan of Star Wars?
Yes.
Are you a fan of Disney?
I am the ultimate Disney fan.
Really?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to make this very difficult for you. Very, okay. Very difficult because you're the ultimate Disney fan. I need you to name 8 Disney princesses. Go!
Ariel, Aurora, Princess Jasmine, Belle, Tiana.
Sorry.
This is the worst.
The name of the game is Olympics. All right. Give us a call, 505-338-3700. Darth Vader.
We would be honored if you would join us.
That's right, we would.
I don't know how that makes anyone call. 505-338-3700. I'm freaking out. That
this
was so sad.
This deal is getting worse all the time.
Yes.
Pray I don't alter it further.
Okay.
Pray I don't alter it further.
I pray that you don't alter it further. Amen. What did I just pray for?
You need to see Star Wars. It kills me that you don't know any of my jokes.
I don't.
Static.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of some Lecrae?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know how to play our game?
Kinda. I'm confused on why people keep losing.
Oh, you'll
then
find
that
out
means
really
you don't know the name of the game. The name of the game is Olympics. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Disney?
More or less.
More or less. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Lion King.
The Lion King. This is perfect.
Ah.
All right. You have 10 seconds. I need you to name 5 characters from The Lion King. Go.
All right. We have Simba, Nala, Mufasa, Scar, and Zazu.
No! Oh!
You win. You
yes.
Man.
Good job.
Did you even know how to play the game, or did you just...
You just went for it.
Absolutely no clue.
You just went for it. You did a good job. You did a good job. What's your name?
It's Kurt.
Yeah? Well, thanks for playing. The name of the game, Olympics. All right. It's just that easy. We're going to...
Stay right there, Kirk.
We're going to... Yeah. We're going to continue this coming up. I don't have to talk like that all the time,
no,
do
you
I?
No, it's done.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
thanks.
You know.
We'll do more of that.
We have to give away more of these, but maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do more of that coming up. Ah, yes.
It's been a good day.
Yes, it has. Disney purchasing my world. Indiana Jones, Star Wars, Marvel.
You are owned by Disney.
I am owned by Disney now. Growing up, I was a Marvel kid, I was a Star Wars kid, and an Indiana Jones kid. They pretty much, all they need to do now is buy Thundercats, G.I. Joe, and Transformers. Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
What else?
I think that's it.
That's pretty much it. Cool.
Man,
and then they will own
away.
My childhood.
Yeah, not
they're
that far
they're just about there, though.
They own ESPN.
Yeah, they do. So they own my adulthood already, too. Yeah. So it's amazing. So congratulations to those guys.
Disney.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about your childhood, your life.
We're going to talk more about Disney, Star Wars, all that fun stuff coming up. We're also going to be giving away more tickets to the Unashamed Tour. So keep listening for your chance for that. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Velveteen song called No Star right here on Static Radio. Good morning, 921. Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Which means it's time now for, what do we want to call it?
The Not Important News Minute.
Not Important News Minute?
Okay.
Is that what we're going to call it?
The Not Important News Minute.
Oh, yes. Coming to you from the newsroom, twin sisters in San Diego both got perfect scores on the SAT. It was the second time each of them took the test. They decided to retake it after each of them got a 2200 the first time. Tina said, quote, "We actually studied this time." Mitch?
Diet soda. You may love it, but many experts say it could be adding a little extra insulation to your belly.
Dun, dun, dun.
Diet soda may lead to belly fat. What about you, Steve-O?
Breaking news about an important scandal in professional sports. A team from Romania won the 14th annual World Carp Fishing Championship last month, but they may have cheated. Other teams said they took advantage of their home lake.
Oh, no.
Yes. For 5 months before the tournament, they fed a special bait recipe to get the fish hooked on the food. It might have been a dirty trick, but it's apparently not against the rules.
Last scientists have invented tongue strips to keep hot foods from burning you. Finally, they have figured out how to eat pizza or drink coffee immediately without waiting for it to cool down.
Wow.
Yes. And
that's some incredible stuff.
I thought so. I thought it also might lead to cancer.
Is that your, like, announcer girl voice or what?
Right now, it changes.
Yeah. Good job, you.
That was your not-so-important news
minute. Not-important news minute. Speaking of not-important news, let's talk more about what we've been talking about all morning long.
All right.
Important news coming out of the entertainment industry as Disney agrees to purchase Lucasfilm.
All right.
I could be like an announcer guy.
You could. You kind of are.
Oh. Kind of.
Like, kinda.
Yeah, but I mean, you know. Speaking of this entire story, if you want real coverage on this, GameAndMovieGuide.com. Yo's actually written real stuff.
It's true.
So he'll have that posted here momentarily
shortly.
On the implications of Disney purchasing Lucasfilm.
Yes.
Including Indiana Jones news, Star Wars news, the LucasArts video game industry, everything. We've
kind of covered it all.
Yeah.
But...
yeah,
he's going to do a better job.
He's going to do a way better job, I feel. So make sure you get to GameAndMovieGuide.com. We're talking about who you would cast in Episode 7 in the parts of Luke, Leia, and Princess Leia Organa is Leia. So Luke, Leia, and Han. I need a nap.
Yeah.
I've decided that.
We've had a lot of people say Anne Hathaway is Leia.
Yeah.
Some people.
That was a big one. Ryan Gosling.
Some say Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
We had a few terrible ones like Nicolas Cage. Keanu Reeves. Please no.
And then there were people who said, hey, why not keep the originals?
Yes.
It's supposed to be set in the future. And so if that's the case, why not just bring back Mark Hamill and, you know, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford? I don't know.
How would you feel about that? Have they had any work in a while?
Harrison Ford,
but...
he was great in Cowboys and Aliens, which they filmed right here.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. They're getting up there in age.
Yeah.
Now, Nate from the web team, he's dressed as Han Solo today for Halloween.
Yes.
So, you know, resident Star Wars nerd along with myself and Yo. He actually said, why not just go with the original guys and do what they did with Tron Legacy, which is owned by Disney. And, you know, how they made young Jeff Bridges. Just kind of like,
yeah.
I don't know, young him down a little bit.
Exactly.
What do we got?
Well, I was about to read what Nate's comment, but then you kind of just said it.
Oh, he said that on...
yeah, he said original actors for the cast. If they need them younger, think Neutron with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, that's it.
So there's that. Ando says Joseph Gordon-Levitt for one of the Solo kids.
Ando. That's so awesome. Named after Ando Calrissian.
Of course.
It's Lando! No!
Of course.
It was a trick!
It's a
trap! Admiral Akbar.
Was that also a...
come on!
Akbar.
Get out. Leave. Okay. No, don't go.
I have to. You told me.
Yeah.
There's
okay.
A lot of stuff going on that I don't get.
You're a girl.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that I'm a girl.
You get some room for error, whatever.
No, because there's plenty of girls who have called in who have been all about
Star Wars.
Yeah,
you're also like barely in your 20s.
Oh my gosh.
So because of that...
I'm like halfway through my 20s. Are you kidding me?
You get another pass for that.
Okay,
so,
here we go.
Considering these movies came out, you know, 79.
Whatever, some people are so much cooler.
77, 79.
Yeah, I wasn't born yet.
Right, thanks. Static!
What is up, folks?
What up?
Okay, so I know we had a lovely Instagram chat the other day.
Yeah.
And when we were talking about the computer-generated stuff, in order to make Mark Hamill look like a human being again, it would take, like, an overhaul. I'm sorry, but time has not treated him well.
Yeah.
Like, I love all the voice acting he's done because he gave me the Joker. He gave me my childhood hero.
Which is probably the best rendition of Joker ever. Yeah, I said it.
Childhood hero?
Yeah.
Is the Joker?
But,
why not?
But yeah, it would be too much. But then I got to thinking, what if they just did it like they're doing the Clone Wars now? Which kind of makes sense. So that way you have everyone being at least slightly happy. You can appeal to the kids, which is what I think they're going to try to do that anyway.
Oh, I hope not.
If you think about it, that's what they tried to do with episodes 1 through 3, is just kind of dumb it down to that lower demographic. That's why Jar Jar is in the movie.
Right.
So it makes sense that they would kind of shoot for that, and with all the success of the Clone Wars amongst nerds and children, it kind of makes sense that it would roll with that, you know?
They need Joss Whedon.
Joss Whedon and Liam Neeson.
That's it. They need Joss Whedon, and he can direct it and do an incredible job like he did with the Avengers. Ensemble cast. He's amazing. He wins. That's it.
Yeah.
So there it is.
So that's my thought for you.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
I love him.
You're welcome.
Yes.
All right. Ethan Hall, everybody.
I love Ethan. He always has a great opinion, except this one I just didn't get because I don't.
Yeah, you don't know
Star Wars.
There's
so much going on.
That's okay. We can move on. We can talk about plenty of other things. Halloween is happening this evening.
But now I'm bored.
So what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you doing anything for Halloween?
Well, there's service.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to sing in the choir, but I can't sing right now. This is awful.
Yeah, your throat.
Yeah.
You're taking like lozenges.
So I might just quarantine myself away in the dark.
Does that mean okay, I was going to say, you're going to hand out candy then?
No.
Okay, that's good.
No,
you don't
that's messed
give
up.
A bunch of children like strep throat. It'd be terrible.
It's a good plan if you want to like ruin their night though.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to. So
our church is doing trunk or treat.
Ah.
So we're like dressing up our cars basically in the parking lot. And
the kids get to dress up?
Yeah. So instead of going door to door in neighborhoods and not knowing people, we just park a bunch of cars backwards. We put little games like throughout the different trunks and candy and rock trunk or treat.
I like that. Are they, what kind of games are they?
I'm doing, I don't know what to name it.
Okay.
The idea is this. Get a bunch of red Solo cups and you have a ping pong ball.
Oh, no.
And you throw the ping pong ball at the cups and whatever cup it lands in, you get all the candy out of that cup. Candy pong? I don't know what to call it.
No, you can't call it anything with pong.
Well, I got the idea back in college. I don't know what to call it.
Yeah.
But that's what we're doing. Trunk or treat.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So,
okay, that sounds like fun.
What is your church doing? Let us know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700 if you are doing something this evening. A lot of people doing trunk or treat. So a lot of people in the Albuquerque area who don't have anything
exactly
to do.
Exactly. So let us know.
Get your church involved. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. As I said, Remedy Church, my church. That's what we're doing.
That's cool.
Trunk or treat.
Safe place for kids to go for candy.
Yeah, exactly. So there it is.
There you go.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Who knows? We may end up talking about Star Wars instead.
Probably.
Because that's how I do.
I feel like it's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to happen.
Okay.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Carols, The Resistance, Static Radio.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch, not a whole lot of resistance this morning on the Star Wars topic.
No, none at
Pretty
all.
Pretty much everybody is getting excited. I haven't heard really anybody say, this is the worst idea ever.
I've heard people say that, but they've swayed since then.
I've been waiting for I've got a bad feeling about this, but no one's really.
No one said it. Is that a line from a movie and I'm just missing?
It's from every single one. Someone says it in every single Star Wars film.
Cool. I think I knew that.
Yeah.
And I just didn't remember.
Got a bad feeling about this.
I've got a feeling.
No.
Nope. No, not that.
I thought you were going to start singing. Was it Bleach that actually did that song?
Oh, no.
Got
maybe
a bad feeling about this?
Sound.
That's
maybe.
Why.
Okay.
Based upon Star Wars.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
People writing songs for Star Wars. It's crazy.
You know who delivers the first line in A New Hope?
Yes. It's Darth Vader.
No.
Yes, it's Luke.
Nope.
Yes, it's.
Come on, trivia.
R2-D2.
Closer.
It's
the other one.
The other one? The are you kidding me?
Is it C-3PO?
Yeah! Okay. Woo! Good job! It only took you 17 tries.
17, that's good. That's a record so far.
That was my rap name.
C-3PO?
C-3PO.
Oh my god.
And Joe2D2.
Oh my gosh.
We were, together we were Mox Fox. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
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 Mox Fox. Got it.
That was our band name.
Yeah. M-A-U-X.
F-A-U-X.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Be looking for the EP coming soon.
Of course.
To a galaxy near you.
Yeah.
True story.
Oh my gosh.
Working on something.
No, you're not.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh no.
You know, that's how I do.
I can't say that I will purchase it.
Oh, of course you will, because you're going to support.
Of course I will. Come on.
Sports the kids, bro. Sports the kids. So we were talking about Star Wars all morning. You can get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're talking about the Disney purchase of Lucasfilms and all the fun that entailed with casting them. And then we tried to talk about what your church is doing for Halloween. And nobody cared.
Nobody cared at all because they all want to talk about this.
Right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And we actually are getting out of here.
Yes.
You ready to go vote?
Yeah, we're going to go vote.
We're going to early vote. What That's now? Right.
What?
We'll tell you all about our experience tomorrow because I've heard stories both ways. Horror stories and really easy stories.
Yeah, so
yeah,
we'll figure this out.
Yeah, we'll find out mañana how it goes.
Well, we'll find out now.
Yeah.
But you'll find out mañana.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
We're tired.
You ready to go vote?
Yes, let's go vote.
Let's do this.
High five.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.